is Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5. The game again. The Tom Brady sweepstakes are in full force. And Floyd, I know you just love it.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
You know, you could just call Belichick and ask him, you know, what's going on, and then that way we would know. But nope, Floyd won't do that for all of us, which makes me think he may know. But a guy who obviously is in the know, Jeff Darlington, said on Adam Schefter's podcast, the ESPN Adam Schefter podcast, said that he feels like the Titans may be in the hunt or maybe atop the leaderboard, it would feel like, in the Tom Brady sweepstakes. And Jeff Darlington joins us now from ESPN. So, Jeff, let's start right there. Let's start with what you are hearing the latest about these Tom Brady and the Titans and everybody else sweepstakes.
Man, I'm with you. Let's just ask Floyd. We'll be asking people. look, I can tell you this right now, that Tom Brady is absolutely very much considering, which at this point I don't think is a surprise to anybody, but he's very much considering leaving the Patriots. And I think that's the first thing that people need to wrap their heads around, because in the past week or two, anytime I say that to somebody, they're like, no, he's not going to leave the Patriots. And I think it's time for us to really accept that, that, look, he could potentially stay if things go really well between him and Bill Belichick in the coming weeks. But that to me doesn't feel like it's going to happen. And the Titans absolutely are a team that is appealing to Tom Brady at this point.
Jeff, do you think it's not going to happen because Tom won't talk to Bill, or Bill won't talk to Tom?
No, I would actually probably more equate it to marriage counseling at this point. I think that they'll certainly get in a room and talk, and I don't want to call it bad blood, but I think that their relationship definitely needs some building, some rebuilding, if they're going to get to a place where Tom continues in New England. That could happen. Floyd, this is where I'd kind of put it on you more than me. I mean, is Belichick in a position where he doesn't generally do that? He's not going to sit in the room and just tell a guy, you know, just love on him all day to try to convince him to stay. I just don't necessarily have that much trust in that part of the process.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, Bill, you know, in fact, that whole organization is kind of that way, short of Robert. Yeah. And Robert, you know, generally right. speaking, if he likes you, he's going to jump out and tell you he likes you. Yeah. And I think Robert has done that. If in your mind, is this a, you know, Tom has never been a money guy. It's
no.
never been that important. Is this a play for money in your mind, or power?
I have no sense that it is a play for money.
Yeah.
I don't sense at all that his demands will be extraordinary, whether he stays with the Patriots or goes elsewhere. Far more important, I would say, is the ability to be able to collaborate with his coach and to be able to, I don't want to say a creative license. I don't know if that's the right word, but to be able to kind of have, let's say, creative input when it comes to the offense, when it comes to kind of saying like, hey, this would be a receiver that I think I'd really work well with. And I don't sense that has existed, certainly not early on in Tom's career there, but more so in the later stages of his career.
So you think it's personnel that he's dealing with, personnel he's working with, he doesn't have a say in?
In terms of, no one's really going to Tom asking him at this point, you know, how do you feel about this guy? How do you feel about that guy? You know, for instance, I think Mohamed Sanu actually turned out to be a guy that Tom Brady really liked this past year, but that wasn't something exactly that was like, you know, run past him. And that sounds a little weird, because I'm sure there's some people who are rolling their eyes like, well, we don't want the quarterback making those decisions. I don't get the sense that he's like looking to be the general manager here. I think that he just likes the idea in these final years of his career, the idea of being in a more collaborative environment than maybe he finds with the Patriots right now.
Jeff Darlington, our guest, ESPN. Jeff, do we know if the feeling between the Titans and Brady would be mutual? I mean, it sounds like the Titans would make sense for Brady because they're a good team, mm-hmm. and they've got Vrabel and Robinson that are Patriot guys and so on and so forth. But Tannehill had a lot of success here. Do we know if the Titans would be interested in Tom if Tom is interested in the Titans?
Yes, but only to a level that it can be right now. Like, I don't get the sense that there's these deep-rooted conversations between the sides just yet. I absolutely think that Tom Brady will have an audience with the Titans in some capacity at some point. I mean, look, we cannot ignore the fact that he and Mike Vrabel are very close friends. So, to your point, though, the Titans also have a decision to make here, of course, when it comes to Ryan Tannehill. I mean, Tannehill was not only obviously a very effective quarterback in 2019, but doing so in an offense that allowed him to thrive out of play action. I mean, he was so good in that capacity, seemingly in an offense that wants him to do exactly that. So I think the Titans' decision will also have to be like, do we want to change this offense completely when we seemingly have a good thing going? And that's going to be the rub. That's going to be the important question that they have to ask or answer in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
How do we think Ryan Tannehill feels about this, Jeff? I mean, Ryan Tannehill, we know that he took kind of a haircut to be the backup. He said all the right things, did all the right things, goes in for Mariota, has an incredible season, and now all this talk, we've been talking about this, Jeff, you know, Stephen A. Smith and Mike Greenberg and Adam Schefter, and everybody's talking about Brady and the Titans,
right.
And would that, how would this make Ryan Tannehill feel, or how do we think Tannehill feels about all the speculation of a job that looks like it may be his job?
Well, I haven't personally talked to Ryan about that yet, so I don't want to speak for him here. I would just say that I think that, yes, I mean, I'm sure it would be frustrating just from a human element. Like, you went out there, you proved it with no expectations that you would do just that. And now here you are again in the same situation seemingly you were in a year ago. That said, if there was one quarterback that was going to do that, it'd probably be Tom Brady. And I don't know. I mean, I certainly would say, if we think back to, like, when Tim Tebow took the Broncos to the playoffs and won that game, and by no means am I trying to compare Tebow and Tannehill. Tannehill is obviously a better quarterback, but I'm sure Tebow felt like, wait a second, I just did this for the Broncos, and I'm being replaced by Peyton Manning and barely even getting a goodbye out the door. But you know what? People moved on pretty quickly in Denver, and I would kind of think that would probably be the case in Nashville as well, even though it's the coldest, hardest part about this business.
Jeff, when you, in your mind, when Tom, I mean, first of all, you, in your mind, you think Tom is going to legitimately enter free agency?
I think it is more likely than not. And that's simple math, right? Like, right now, I would say that there is a less than a 50% chance that he returns to the Patriots.
Okay, then let me ask this. What from the Titans standpoint?
Yeah.
I mean, if they have to wait till that moment to talk to Tom, and if they're talking to Tom, where's Ryan? What's Ryan doing?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know how they'll get it done in terms of, I don't know if they can figure out backdoor conversations without tampering. I don't know if you can put the franchise tag on Ryan and then trade him or figure out, you know, what comes next. But, you know, that's the tricky part and certainly something that they'll have to work through.
In your mind,
I don't think it's impossible, though, Floyd.
Yeah.
You know?
In your mind, if Tom enters free agency and actually goes out and is looking, I mean, like we said, you know, he's probably, you know, the dollar amount is always matters, but that's not the most important thing.
Right.
What do you think will be the two or three things he will be looking for?
So I think collaboration, like I mentioned, is going to be important. Obviously, having a roster that has talent to be able to win now, even if it doesn't mean that, like, the Titans are obviously a perfect win now team, right? Plug and play. But I don't think that necessarily, I think he could look at other rosters that maybe have lesser talent than the Titans and believe that they can get it there in the next year. So talent certainly important, but also this is part of the reason why I don't necessarily see the Chargers as that great of a fit, because family will be a consideration. And I know that he's got family in New York that he's going to want to you know, be around a lot. I don't think he's going to want to do that West Coast, East Coast thing, but certainly I think that that he'll figure things out. Again, I don't want to sit here and say that I'm making this decision for Tom. I'm just trying to kind of piece together things that I've heard and kind of make a logical conclusion based on those.
Jeff Darlington is with us. Last one for you, Jeff. If the Titans, let's say the Titans entertain Brady and they go to free agency without tagging Tannehill, what do you think the market for Tannehill is? Why? Because
pretty good.
Well, we learned that the fit with him this year does matter, and so we've kind of been kicking around which teams out there. Would Tampa Bay want Tannehill to throw it 55 times? Who fits Tannehill?
So for me, I think Tampa is exactly who fits him. I mean, and it's one of those things where, like, I look at, like, Bruce Arians' offense, the way he runs it, like, you're going to get killed back there if you can't move around. You know, I think that Tannehill and his ability to run play action would actually really well work well in that market. I could absolutely see that happening. I certainly think that he will get consideration for other starting jobs. I mean, I who knows what happens with the Raiders and Derek Carr. I mean, there's a lot that's going to unfold, the Panthers and Cam Newton, in the coming months that could dictate that. But to me, the natural fit, if he were the odd man out, if the Titans for some did wind up landing Tom Brady, I could see the Bucs being a pretty good fit for Ryan.
Jeff Darlington, we appreciate your time, Jeff. We really, really do appreciate it. And we do owe you an apology. I will be completely frank with you, because last year or last summer or whatever, you know, it was the summer months and somebody says something about the Titans, so we talk about it. And you said, you know, I think Tannehill will enter 2020 as their guy at quarterback. And we thought that was absolutely crazy, and we laughed about that. And now we're talking about whether or not you want Tom Brady or Ryan Tannehill. So we do owe you that apology in that regard.
That's a great point, but I should point out that now I'm sitting here saying that maybe Ryan Tannehill won't be the starter entering 2020. So it shows you what I know.
Thanks, Jeff.
We appreciate our apology.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Darlington, ESPN, as always, joining us on the show. So it sounds like he's got a lot of insight on Brady and the things that Brady is looking for, that Brady wants, and we didn't really touch too much on how the Titans would feel about that. But there is something he said that I want to get to coming up next, and we will do that. We'll also take your calls. So your reaction, your thoughts, Tannehill, Brady, what Jeff Darlington from ESPN just said, 615-737-1025 is the phone number. 615-737-1025. Jared of the GM, our big long commercial free segment is next. We're live from the wholesaling studio powered by RumbleOn.com. TJ Anderson. That's right. I actually talked to TJ today. If you are in the market of buying or selling your home in the Nashville area, which would make sense if you're listening to this show, you got to get with my buddy TJ Anderson. He is a Nashville area expert. That's right. What parts around town are blowing up? Which parts are oversaturated? Which parts do you kind of want to stay away from because the prices are too high? TJ knows. So if you're new to town or you're looking for somebody to help you buy a home, whether it's your first home or your 10th home, TJ Anderson is your guy. I've worked with TJ and I absolutely love it. And if you're selling your home, TJ has thousands of people going to the new and improved TJAndersonHomes.com every single day. Try out the new tools, market trends, local info, business data. It's all there at TJAndersonHomes.com. That's my friend TJ Anderson, a Nashville area expert when it comes to buying or selling. TJ Anderson, part of Benchmark Realty, TJAndersonHomes.com. Jared the GM, CSPN 102.5 The Game.